Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think what Chris has said is essentially the key point of, well, first of all, why we started this group of experts for hubs in the first place, and then the natural continuation into the passenger information aspects, which is really the fact that we are trying to make it as easy as possible for passengers to put down the plane and pick up the train. That's not really the most appropriate way of saying it, but to move from the aviation sector to the railways for international travel. And what we said all the way from the start is when you land at an airport, you know what you will find. You know how to get to an exit. Yeah. You know how to find the luggage reclaim area, how to go through passport control. This is not always as easy when you get off a train. And so this is what I understood as being the natural evolution, let's say, of the work that we've done here in HUBS. It's not directly within the remit of our current mandate to go into this level of detail in terms of passenger information. And so as a result, it would require, if it was something that member states were interested in, it would require that there is a new group of experts or a new work stream, let's say, yeah, which follows up on this. Yeah. But it is, as I said, up to member states to decide at SC2 whether it is something that they're interested in. And of course, it's up to us to decide whether we want to propose this to SC2 as one of the outputs for, well, as one of the outputs of the group.